You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Clock 2.0. My name is Julia, and this is intermediate class number 80. We're going to do some math today. We're going to do, obviously, English, everything in English, almost everything in English. But as always, we're going to start off with today's task, which is quite easy. It goes like this. Every day I catch. So yesterday I beep, 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 and lately I beep, 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 beep. So that beep, 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 you have to fill out, okay? Every day I catch. So yesterday I and lately I almost said it. Ay, casi lo digo. All right, what did we do in class number 79? We looked at the phrasal verb stand up, super easy, levantarse, ponerse de pie, ¿no? Levantarse en el sentido de levantarse estando sentado y luego levantarse, ¿no? Estando tumbado, durmiendo. Right? Remember that. We did question mix 109, questions 21 to 40. We did drill 148, sentences 6 to 10. We did years, block number 2 specifically in our basics section. We did vocabulary list number 98, words 1 to 15, so we'll finish that today. We did irregular verb practice, hence today's task. We did a short answer drill, specifically questions 441 to 450. And we did translation booklet number 4, list number 8, sentences 1 to 15, so we're gonna finish that today as well. But before that, you guessed it, we are going to do a new phrasal verb. The phrasal verb I chose for today, the intermediate phrasal verb I chose for today. You should know it by now. I'm pretty sure you know it. It's to look like. To look like. Now, to look, ya sabemos que es mirar. What can look like mean? I don't know. mirar como. Bueno, pues casi. Casi. To look like, and I am actually finding it in the book Phrasal Verbs in English que deberías conocer, on page number 110. To look like es parecerse físicamente a alguien o algo, o parecer. All right? Now, look obviously is regular, so every day I look like, yesterday I looked like, and lately I've looked like, right? Es con esa T, no es looked. Like, no es esa D dura, es uno de esos tres, porque ya sabemos que hay verbos como attended, ¿no? Every day I attend, yesterday I attended, que es con esa extra syllable. Y luego hay otros que tienen una T un poco más ligera y otra que es un poco más, una D un poco más dura. We've practiced this, you know this, right? So look. Every day I look, yesterday I looked. Es esa de que tiene esa ta, de esa T más suave. So, to look like, parecerse físicamente, or parecer. You can find it on page number 110 in the book Phrasal Verbs in English que deberías conocer. Let's take a look at the example sentences. Number one, parece que después de todo, él sí es culpable. It looks like he's guilty after all. It looks like he's guilty after all. Ahí es parecer que, ¿no? Bueno, parecer que en realidad, no parecer. Sorry, parecer que. Right, second one. Su bebé de ellos se parecía al padre al principio. Their baby looked like the father at first, ¿no? Parecerse físicamente. And number three, siempre se ha parecido a su hermana gemela hasta que se cortó el pelo y se lo tiñó de negro. She's always looked like her twin until she cut her hair and dyed it black. ¿Vale? Eso es otra vez ese parecerse físicamente. And the example sentence I gave you on social media, on Twitter and on Instagram. Remember, the Twitter handle is English_O'Clock. That's Twitter. And then English O'Clock 2.0 is the Instagram handle. So the example sentence that I gave you on Instagram, on both, is some people tell me I look like my mom and other tell me, oh, there is an S missing. Others and other people tell me I look like my dad. It looks like I look like both of them. Right? Pues algunos me dicen que me parezco físicamente a mi madre, otros me dicen que me parezco físicamente a mi padre, pues parece que me parezco a los dos, right? So that was, there's a little mis I hate when that happens. I hate when I oversee, like I overlook a mistake on whatever I post and I'm like, oh, should I delete it? Should I not delete it? I hate it. Anyways, I'm human. Welcome to being human, right? Good. Let's take a look at question mix number 110, a new question mix that we start today. We're going to answer questions 1 to 20, and they are on page number 94 in the English O'Clock book. Ya sabéis, not the answers, only the questions. Number 1, ask me how long it took me to get home last night. So you would say, Julia, how long did it take you to get home last night? Funny that you ask. It took me about an hour and a half. No, it took me about an hour to get home because I went for dinner with a friend of mine, and then I was wearing very comfortable shoes and I felt like walking, which is what usually happens to me after after dinner. I feel like walking, and it was quite nice in Madrid yesterday. So it was very nice in Madrid yesterday. So I start walking, and I start walking all the way down, more or less, for those of you who know Madrid, more or less from Colón to Atocha. And then I got to Atocha, I was like, I don't want to take the train, I am going to wait for the bus. But the bus, it took the bus, or it was going to take the bus about 20 minutes to get there. So I start walking again, and then eventually I took a taxi. So it took me about an hour to get home. Number 2, are irregular verbs easier than regular verbs? This is a very interesting question. I don't think so. I don't think irregular verbs are easier than regular verbs, but I don't think they're much more difficult.
¿Te está gustando este episodio? Hazte fan desde el botón apoyar del podcast de Nivos. Elige tu aportación y podrás escuchar este y el resto de sus episodios extra. Además, ayudarás a su productor a seguir creando contenido con la misma pasión y dedicación.